We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
A memorable night in Pasadena Labor Day weekend. The first ever meeting between two storied programs, UCLA and LSU. Big crowd, expectations as high as those San Gabriels looming in the background of the Rose Bowl. And in the end, Bruins fans got what they wanted, a 2-0 start to 2021. Josh Lewin with you. After every UCLA football game, every men's basketball game, we will assemble right here to recap, review, and break down exactly what happened. We do it in a nice three-step order. Step one, you hear the instant reaction from the booth when Matt Stevens and I first were asked to sum things up in the Rose Bowl amid the howls of all those LSU fans rocking their purple post-sunset. Step two, you hear from Coach Chip Kelly, having caught up after the game with Wayne Cook. And finally, step three, Gabe Genovese walks you through the highlights so you feel like you were actually there on a site. And hey, maybe you were there. Maybe you were part of that melting in the sun pregame tailgate. Maybe you were there to see the new LED light show and see the dignitaries paying tribute to late coach Terry Donahue at halftime. Maybe you saw the shout out to all those Bruins Olympians from last month over in Tokyo. Of the 50 Bruins representing their countries at the games, 15 of those 50 actually won medals, which is remarkable. As the ball game Saturday night at a percolating Rose Bowl stadium got going, game number 1018 in UCLA's history, we knew this was really the one we were looking forward to the most in quite some time. Beating up on Hawaii the week before was one thing, but the chance to stare down the team that won a national title just 2 years ago, that would be an attention-getter, on a national stage, no less, under the lights on primetime TV. So before we throw it to the booth for the postmortem, quick reminder, if you're in the mood to support these student-athletes, the Wooden Athletic Fund is looking to add some new blood. You can become a member for just $9 a month and invest in tomorrow's champions today. To learn more, very easy, just go to WoodenAthleticFund.com. All right, to the game now. LSU had won its last 13 games against Pac-12 competition, most recently 9 years ago when they beat Washington by 34. But the Bruins coming off a 34-point win of their own. The salad before the steak, so to speak. Hawaii was last week's opponent, as opposed to the number 16 in the nation, Tigers. Ed Orgeron returning to the Rose Bowl, where he'd lost to the Bruins as USC's head coach 8 years prior, and he lost his job in the process. Coach O against Chip Kelly. Dorian Thompson-Robinson against a highly decorated LSU secondary. The Bruins running back monsters against a big, bad, scary-looking front seven. Talent and expectations oozing all over Pasadena on both sides of the ball. And here's how we reacted to what happened. UCLA 38 and LSU 27. The LSU fans made a lot of noise early. I mean a lot, but they were library quiet towards the end, Matt Stevens, as the Bruins, with an 11-point win, have served notice across the country. This is not the Bruins of the last 3 years.
Yeah, you know, the first quarter, you know, no score pretty much throughout. And I think at that time, UCLA finally figured out what these new coordinators were going to do. And the adjustments by Chip Kelly, Jerry Azzanero, I thought this Bruin team after that first quarter really turned it on offensively. Constant pressure on Max Johnson. The run game from LSU, nowhere.
A 10-point loss for Ed Orgeron last time he coached on this field that led to his dismissal from USC. This was an 11-point loss. It's not going to lead to any dismissals in Baton Rouge. It's a guy that won a national title 2 years ago. LSU still trying to figure out what it is. This was LSU's first game of this season. UCLA, it's so cool they had the week zero game to figure out a little bit about what does work, what doesn't work. It was a tune-up, and I think they used that very well to get ready for the Tigers tonight.
Well, I think this UCLA football team's a very good football team, and I think LSU is going to move on to the SEC, and they're going to win some football games, and everybody's going to find out UCLA at the end of the year. They're going to be, you know, in playoff contention in terms of the Pac-12, and who knows?
From 1965 through 1998, UCLA finished ranked 20 times in 34 seasons, but it's finished ranked only three times in the 23 seasons since then. There's a lot on the line here. The program trying to regain that relevance. I love that Martin Jarman was so active at this game tonight. When's the last time you saw an athletic director grab a microphone, go full Michael Buffer, and say to the crowd, everybody on your feet and stay on your feet?
Oh, that was electric when he did that. And right before that, you know, at the Rose Bowl, the lights were flashing. They were playing loud music. The fans were dancing around. It's finally a little more exciting here at UCLA once the football team's doing good. But the athletic department's really pitching in. They're marketing this football team. They know they have something here.
Wayne Cook is going to be talking to Coach Kelly in a little bit. He had the best view of the three of us. He was down on the field, and it really seemed a couple times, Wayne. First of all, we mentioned when Martin Jarman took the mic. Yeah. That energized everybody. But also when all those former players went out there at the end of the first quarter paying tribute to the late coach Terry Donahue. Let the record show, the Bruins scored 38 of the game's 58 points after that assemblage.
They just needed to be reminded that this is such an amazing place and this is how it's supposed to be. I mean, that's all it takes. But give all the credit to, I agree with everything you guys are saying. The players on the field were great. But we also had an atmosphere and the crowd and the music choice and the between the third and fourth quarter, it looked like we've been doing that for 20 years. It was like something that I think is going to become tradition. And none of this is any good if you're not any good. The other thing, you guys, that's really cool about this game, and I know you guys could see it from up there too, LSU was beat in the fourth quarter. They were beat. They were done. Like their quarterback looked tired. Their offensive and defensive linemen looked tired. The running game and the physicality of UCLA's football team, they wore them out. They wore them out. This is always going to be, and it always will be, a four quarters game. And Josh, you said it when you said that this reminds me of Stanford. I swear, when Boutte broke the tackle and made the touchdown, I went, oh no, oh no, I'm scarred. Didn't even faze them. Dorian Thompson-Robinson and the rest of the group, Britton Brown, Charbonnet, the offensive line, the defensive players, everybody stepped up and they finished this game. So I think this was a perfect night, you guys. It was a perfect night for UCLA football.
And if you're wearing purple, whether you're a Washington fan or an LSU fan, this was not your night. Washington lost at home to Montana. Meantime, the Bruins take care of business against LSU. That is the first time that a Pac-12 team has beaten a ranked SEC team since the Bruins did it to Tennessee, the famed Kevin Kraft game in overtime. I mean, that was a long time ago. That was 13, 14 years ago. And the Bruins getting out to 2-0, that is such a different vibe, obviously, because we've never seen under Coach Kelly any wins at all until now in non-conference play. We're used to 0-3, 0-3. This is 2-0.
Well, think about this. You know, October is looming for UCLA, and that's when you're going to go on the road. You know, you're going to play at Utah, you know, at Washington, some very tough teams, and that's going to be the pivotal month if UCLA wants to be in it in the Pac-12. You have a bye week now, and then you're going to be hosting Fresno the following week. And this Fresno football team, they have told everybody their play against Oregon that they are very good. So Fresno State is going to be a tough win for UCLA, but that week off is really going to help UCLA.
You know, in this game, we talked about Dorian Thompson-Robinson and how poised he was. He only completed 9 passes and didn't complete any more than the 3 he got to Greg Dulcich, but those 3 went for 117 yards. And, of course, a 75-yard touchdown, which was one of the more electric plays we've seen here.
Yeah, a little play action, and you're seeing the versatility of DTR, the way he can play action, throw on the run, the way he can run the football, the way he can step up in the pocket. He's so dangerous and scramble around, and also the way he can stay in the pocket, take a hit, and throw a crossing route to Chase Cota and Kyle Phillips for touchdowns.
Very close to seeing 2 Bruins, each with 100-plus yards running the ball. We haven't seen that since 2014, when it was actually a quarterback and a running back. It was Brett Hundley and Paul Perkins getting that done in Boulder, Colorado. Britton Brown, 17 carries for 96. Charbonnet, everybody's favorite, 11 carries for 117. And remember, he had 6 for 106 in the opener. So that is 17 carries for 233 yards. It's a Bruin so far.
What about 6 TDs? He's scored 6 TDs in this season.
It's remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. As the Bruins win this game 38-27, they got 14 points in the second, added 10 in the third. They got 14 more in the fourth. Chip Kelly is standing by, I do believe. He's got Wayne Cook on approach anyway, and we'll see if we can get it down and see what they're talking about.
He's right about. Here. I've got Coach Chip Kelly right now, and Coach, obviously, that is an awesome win. Had to be fun.
It was. You know, I'm proud of our guys. I thought we had a great week of prep. They were excited about playing this game, and you know, the one thing about them, it was we didn't make it out to be bigger than it was. It was just a game against a really good football team, and we're fortunate to be 1-0 on Saturday night, and that's always been our goal. And we'll savor this. We're going to make corrections. There's a lot of things we got to improve on. You know, during our improvement week next week, we got to get back to work. And but I'm just happy for these guys because I know how hard they worked as a group.
Coach, offensively, kind of feeling them out, it seemed like early on, see what they were doing, and then everything really seemed to open up for you.
Yeah, we were just poking and prodding. It was a new coordinator on the defensive side of the ball. You know, weren't sure what they were going to be exactly. Were they a 4-down team? He was supposed to be a Dave Aranda guy. Dave's a 3-4 guy. You know, so you're not sure. There were some unknowns going in. We had a plan for both. And then we just started to execute a little bit. But, you know, that defensive front was – there was some pretty big guys on that front that, you know, we just had to get going a little bit, rolling. And I thought Zach started and hit some runs, and then Britton hit some runs, and then I thought Dulcich came up huge for us tonight. And so him and Kyle and Cota, I think everybody really contributed to this one.
Well, obviously, I mean, to win a game like this, you have to have your players step up. And I want to focus on Dorian running the ball, because you have Britton, he's so good, and you have Charbonnet, who's special, and then with Dorian running the ball too, it's like, what are you going to do? Yeah. By the end of the game, I thought LSU was worn out.
Yeah, you know, that's what we hoped, but I think to be able to run Dorian in key situations when the numbers dictate that, you know, we're going to have one less blocker. So if you call a quarterback run, you gain a blocker. So that's just what our game plan there. And what we keep preaching this team is we got to finish. You know, we were 15 points away from being really, 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 really good last year. And in a lot of games, we didn't finish against Stanford, didn't finish against SC. So so far in 2 games, we finished, and hope we'll build upon this.
You're also forcing turnovers. I know Caleb had an interception. There were some fumbles you didn't get. This defense has been so good.
Great. No, I'm just so proud of our coaching staff. And we have players that they can put in position, and I think they put them in position, and then our players make plays. And we're playing a lot of guys. You watch us. It's like changing in hockey. We're running guys through the defensive line. We're running guys through an inside linebacker. We're running guys through an outside linebacker. You know, we've played a lot of kids in the secondary. But that's a byproduct of the depth we have.
You know, is it tempting, Coach, because Charbonnet will go in and have a great drive and look like he's a Heisman Trophy winner, and then you put Britton in for the next series, and we were laughing, and Britton's averaging 6-something yards a carry, but Charbonnet's at like 11.
I think you need to have both, and we'll just keep running both of them. It's nice to have both, so and both of them run really hard, so.
just one more special teams. I mean, I just think this has been such a good start to the year, Coach. It feels like the maturity, the coaching's coming together because the special teams have been very good, too.
They have been solid, you know, and I think, you know, to be clean on a field goal, those are some momentum things. You miss it, shank it, then it's, you know, it gets deflating. But when we got stopped, if we can just, you know, send Nick out there and he can put it through, you know, it just keeps, you know, we scored on two consecutive drives in the third quarter there to get go up 10, you know what I mean? I think we answered. I'm not sure. I think maybe they had one punt in the second half. But and again, some of that's the penalty things. We got to clean that up. I think some of those are some self-inflicted ones that if we don't have them, we're even more productive. So
crowd was amazing. This was as loud as I remember the Rose Bowl in a long time.
It's pretty cool. So yeah. Well, hopefully we can get another one here when we come back and play Fresno, who I didn't see it, but they played well, I heard. So, and we know Fresno's real. So that's a good football team.
Coach, awesome win.
All right, Wayne, thanks.
All right, guys, we're going to move over to, is Dulcich going first? Yes, that's fine. Greg Dulcich, Greg, we were just waiting. We were just waiting for you to break out, and you had an amazing game today. It had to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a great time out there. I think on all sides of the ball, we did an excellent job, and that's why, you know, we came out with the result we did.
Took a little while to get going. Really, but you have one catch last week?
Yeah.
You got rolling a little bit. Had to feel good, and you did the you just pause and they fly right by. I mean, are you a Top Gun guy? Do you even know what that is?
Coach Sage always talks about just stop and they'll fly right by, Top Gun. So try to implement that whenever I can. He also likes to try to get a spin move. I think I did that for the first time my whole career. I don't know how good it looked, but, you know, that coaching is always in the back of my mind. I think as a unit, we did a fantastic job tonight. I'm really proud of our boys.
Talk about being a tight end. You have to block. Mm-hmm. You got great running backs behind you. Yep. And then when they're running the ball well, I mean, you were wide open quite a bit, and part of that's because the run game's so good.
Yeah, Britton and Zach did an amazing job. You know, that starts with the O-line, and, you know, with the way they just bounce off tackles, you know, they just don't go down. So it makes our job a whole lot easier. It makes the game open up really well for us. And when we got three tight ends in the game, it's a lot of fun.
Your speed, I was saying before the year, like, our deep threat is our tight end. You're pretty fast. I mean, what do you run?
I don't know what I run. I just know that go out there, run as fast as I can, and it usually works out for us.
I'm going to say your game speed is really good, man. It's really, really good. So talk about the atmosphere. Fun?
Oh, it's great. It's great having all the fans back. So much support. It means, you know, so much to us, especially after how many hundreds of days, you know, not having anyone. So it was a really fun atmosphere, a great game.
How fun is it to go into the end zone with all the LSU fans being loud and crazy and have them just absolutely be quiet when it's over?
You know, we felt that energy, you know, while we were warming up. And at the same time, you know, prayers go out to everyone affected by the hurricane. You know, to have the, you know, LSU come out and play the way they did under those circumstances, you know, hats off to them. You know, so prayers to everyone, but really glad that we were able to, you know, show out how we did.
We're with Greg Dulcich, and Greg, talk about this team. I mean, obviously you just won a huge game. I know you guys felt like this could be a special year, but I just got done talking to coaches. Like, this is a win. We're going to move on to the next one. Is that how everybody feels?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, coming into fall camp is the same kind of attitude. Just come in, win every day. So we're on to the next, really.
Well, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Have a lot of fun. You guys get a week off, and then Fresno State.
Yeah, I mean, a week of work and a week to prepare, so
yes,
it'll
sir.
Be good.
All right, man. Great job.
Thank you,
congratulations.
Sir. Appreciate it.
All right, man. We got one more. We got the man. We got Dorian Thompson Robinson. Dorian, dude, come on, man. So this is crazy, Dorian. So I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm like, Dorian, I'm like, Hawaii game was, Dorian didn't seem on. Didn't seem on. And I saw you posted that you didn't feel like you were on. About second quarter, you're running the ball. You have a couple completions. And I've been telling people about your ceiling. I know we didn't even see it today, right?
No.
But that was absolutely a great game by you running, throwing, and what we talked about with the quarterback up in the booth, too, your leadership.
Yes, sir, 100%. And, you know, I'm still a little teed off. I threw that one interception. You know, that's been my main focus, was limiting turnovers, limiting mistakes. Still a lot to work on, but, man, am I so proud of this team, the resiliency, everything that comes with it. And I'm just so proud of my boys, man.
When you watch the film, what they did was interesting. What they did in that coverage was weird. So you'll be okay. You learn from it and you move on. Actually having you as a runner, you're going inside, you're running hard with those guys leading you. You got to like that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Zach and Britton do a great job. As hard as they run, they can block just as well. So, you know, it's all credit to those guys for sure.
Talk about Greg Dulcich. And I mean, I'm telling you, this guy, to me, he's so athletic. He's so big. He's so good. But he's wide open a lot, too. I mean, there's so many good things happening when he gets the ball.
No, yeah, that's my roommate. You know, we have the tightest bond ever. And, you know, one of my big goals for this year is getting him to Mackey. So we're working towards that every day. And he's looking great to now and further on. So
the defense on the other side of the ball. I think when you guys came out, and I think LSU had just had a long drive, and you came out and went down to score real quick. I think that was the big one to Dulcich. They came back in and were great. You guys feed off each other. I can feel it.
No, yeah, this is a complete team, a complete brotherhood. We love each other. We play for each other, and we know we got each other's back. So
I can't let you out of here without talking about the big guys. I mean, I'm just telling you, man, it's like I talk to Coach Fry all the time. The front has been so good, and I mean – LSU's a great team. They didn't even want him more. They didn't want him more at the end of the game. When you can run the game like that in the fourth quarter and run the ball, they were done. They were defeated, and it starts up front.
Yeah, I said this at the beginning of the year, and I still stand on it. This is the best old line that I've had since I've been here. Those boys do a great job keeping me upright, and they did that tonight too.
Some of the lessons, Dorian, you had a play on a bad snap where you threw it away and you got it past the line of scrimmage. Those plays don't show up on the stats. That was an awesome play, man. It's you using your head.
No, yeah, thank you. And, you know, that just comes with experience. You know, freshman me probably wouldn't have did that. But, you know, it took a lot of aches and pains, and we're here now, so.
Last one, man. Playing in an atmosphere like this, this crowd was cool. I thought, and I don't know if Martin German's in charge, but the third quarter song, the lights. We've played in other stadiums. We've seen what Oregon does. We've seen what other people do. This was really cool tonight and really fun.
No, yeah. Martin and Chip do a great job, as well as the rest of the staff here with Josh and everybody. So, you know, I couldn't be more happy to be here, and go Bruins, baby.
Well, that's what we had to say right after it happened, and in the warm afterglow beyond that, how about Dorian Thompson-Robinson with those 260 yards on only 9 completions, 28.5 yards per? It wasn't necessarily how you thought it would happen, but the fact is it did happen. The Bruins are 2-0. We say many, many thanks to Greg Dulcich and Dorian Thompson-Robinson and Coach Kelly for stopping by, talking with Wayne Cook. Hey, Chip Kelly's now 2-0. He had started out 10-21 as Bruins head coach. 38-27 was again the final. As for the highlights, let's get to Gabe Genovese.
At the very beginning, both teams got stops on their first possession of the game. The Bruins then went 3-and-out on their second possession, and LSU took over at their own 28. This time, the Tigers did get into UCLA territory, but on third down, the Bruins' defense came up big.
From the 47 of UCLA, here comes that pass rush right up the middle. Down goes Johnson into the ever-loving arms of Bo Calvert. Drops him for a 9-yard loss.
Once again, the Bruins couldn't do anything with it offensively after they forced the punt and gave it right back to LSU as we were scoreless at the end of the first quarter. 38-27 the final. Every single point came in the last three quarters of this game. The Tigers started their next possession at their own 37. This time moved down the field for the first score of the game. They go 63 yards in 8 plays, capped off by a 3-yard touchdown catch by Kayshawn Boutte to make it 7-0. However, on the first play of the next possession, the Bruins answered.
And here's a throw downfield. It's caught this time, and plenty of green grass on the sideline for Dulcich. Puts a move on at the 30 down the sideline. 20, 10, cutting inside, dragged down right near the goal line. Touchdown, UCLA! Oh, boy, Greg Dulcich, how did you do that? 75 yards, wiggling and twisting and turning, and finally, with the final 10 yards still to go, he made a mad dash, cutting to the inside, dragging two tacklers on his back. It's a touchdown for UCLA!
DTR to Dulcich, who did the rest, and we were tied at 7 with 12:20 to go in the second quarter. LSU began their next possession at their own 25, quickly went 3-and-out. UCLA had all the momentum. The question was, could they keep that momentum? Zach Charbonnet provided the answer.
Second and 6 at the 12. And the handoff, Charbonnet finds the gears. 10, 5, touchdown, oh. UCLA! Charbonnet!
Charbonnet on that drive had a reception for 35 yards, 2 carries for 32 yards, and the touchdown to give UCLA a 14-7 lead in the second quarter. on their next possession, LSU got to the Bruin 34, went to attempt a 51-yard field goal, but a false start moved them back 5 yards, and the Tigers decided to punt. The punt backed UCLA up to their own 6, and on the 6th play of the drive, DTR threw his first interception of the year, and LSU took over at the Bruin 33-yard line. The Tigers did work their way to the UCLA 7, but 3 straight incompletions halted the drive. LSU settled for 3. 14-10 was the Bruin lead, with 3:53 to go in the second quarter, and that's where we stood at the half, 14-10, the Bruin lead heading into the locker room. On the first possession of the second half, LSU worked their way to midfield, had a nice drive going until Caleb Johnson stepped up big for the Bruins with an interception, and 3 plays later, UCLA cashed in.
Chase Cota wide to the right. Charbonnet in the backfield. Back goes DTR looking. Throwing to an open man, Cota at the 5. Touchdown, UCLA! Chase Cota wide open, going from right to left. Dorian Thompson-Robinson lobbed it to him at the 5. Cota galloping in, and the Bruins have that touchdown. They're ahead 20-10 with an extra point coming.
Chase Cota, his first reception of the game. That extra point, good, 21-10 with 10:52 to go in the third quarter. This is when the game started to become just a scoring fest, in which everyone expected before this one kicked off. The Bruins had all the momentum again, but the Tigers came back with a 44-yard touchdown pass from Johnson to Boutte, and the lead was cut back to 4 with 8:56 to play in the third quarter. UCLA's next possession was just 5 plays, but 2 of those plays produced 19 and 23 yards respectively to lead to a 43-yard field goal by Nicholas Barmira, and it was 24-17 Bruins with 6:38 to go in quarter number 3. The Tigers began their next possession at their own 25, once again marched down the field, this time to the UCLA 15 before the drive stalled once again, and UCLA settled for 3. 24-20, the UCLA lead with 1:07 to go in the third quarter. The next drive would start at the end of the third quarter, carry into the fourth quarter. Charbonnet busted a 44-yard run down to the LSU 16. On 3rd and 14 at the 20, DTR hit Dulcich for a huge third down conversion to the 2-yard line, and Britton Brown finished it off.
Bruins going quickly here. Britton Brown gets the carry, carves his way left. Touchdown, UCLA! It's Britton Brown going to town from 2 yards out. And with 12:28 to go, it's the Bruins on top of LSU, 30-20 with an extra point coming.
You heard Josh say it right there. Extra point good, 31-20, 12:28 to play in the game. You'll hear people all the time talk about complimentary football. That's what you got to do to win games. That's what UCLA did in the fourth quarter. They get the TD from Brown. Then the Bruin defense steps up and forces a 3 and out. The offense then follows with an 8-play, 81-yard drive, capped off by this.
From the left hash mark, a high shotgun snap is back. DTR pegs one over the middle. It's caught at the 30-yard line, to the 25, to the 22. Goes Kyle Phillips. He's still on his feet. He's breaking tackles. He scores! Kyle Phillips takes it in, 45 yards. That could be the knockout punch.
That could be the knockout punch. Well, Josh was almost right. That drive took 4:34 off the clock and was 6:25 to go. UCLA led 38-21. LSU wasn't quite done. Kayshon Boutte caught his 3rd touchdown of the night a couple minutes later. And the Bruin lead was 38-27 with 4:08 to play in the game. The Tigers did attempt an onside kick, but UCLA recovered, and DTR closed this one out with a key third down run.
Tight end still blocking out there. DTR on a keeper. He's got that first down, and he's going to get to the 15-yard line. That should seal the deal. Dorian Thompson-Robinson faked the handoff, pulled it back, kept it for himself. The UCLA Bruins are 2:22 away from taking down LSU.
This game's over.
Matt Stephens said it. This game was over. The Bruins defeat number 16 LSU 38-27 behind 260 yards and 3 TDs from Dorian Thompson-Robinson through the air, along with that rushing attack. Zach Charbonnet, 117 yards and a touchdown. Britton Brown, 96 yards and a touchdown. UCLA 38, LSU 27.
Thank you, Gabe. At 38-27 indeed, the final, some time off now. Fresno State is the next game, but not until Saturday night, September 17th. That's a 7:45 kickoff, Pac-12 after dark indeed. What a night at the Rose Bowl, though, to see the LSU game. 68,123 saw it happen. Bruins 38, LSU 27. That'll do it for game summary number two. What a ride. 215 yards on the ground, 260 through the air against a top 20 team. This is Josh Lewin. See you later. Fours up and go Bruins.